Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Daily Language Practice 9th Grade Plus, Use It, Don't Lose It, by Amy Carlon is a skills-focused workbook designed for ongoing language arts review at the high school entry level. Rather than teaching concepts in long units, it organizes practice into a steady routine 5 short problems per day across a full 36-week school year. The defining instructional idea is spiral review, with core language skills returning regularly in new contexts, so students retrieve prior learning and strengthen retention. The book is typically used as independent seat work, warm-ups, homework, or homeschool practice, and it aims to keep grammar, usage, vocabulary, and reading-related skills active rather than forgotten between major assignments. Listings and reader feedback also note that the series can incorporate some math skills practice, reinforcing the general goal of daily, mixed skill maintenance overall. It functions as a structured practice companion for 9th graders who benefit from consistency, repetition, and varied prompts rather than occasional high-stakes assessments alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, daily structure that builds consistency and stamina. A central feature of the workbook is its predictable daily format, 5 problems each day, scheduled across 36 instructional weeks. That structure lowers friction for students and teachers because the routine is clear and time-bounded, making it suitable for bell ringers, short homework sets, or a daily homeschool block. The compact set of questions encourages students to show up for practice even when they have limited time, while the year-long plan supports the gradual development of academic stamina. Because the tasks are frequent and small, students repeatedly encounter expectations for careful reading, precise answers, and attention to conventions, which can improve follow-through on longer writing assignments. For instruction, the format also makes it easier to identify patterns of difficulty. If a student misses similar items across several days, the need for a quick mini-lesson becomes visible without waiting for a major test. Reviewers also point out a practical limitation: many prompts do not leave much space to write, so students may need additional paper, especially when teachers photocopy pages for distribution. Secondly, spiral review and spaced retrieval to prevent skill loss. The workbook is explicitly built around a spiraling scope and sequence, meaning skills are revisited at regular intervals instead of being covered once and then dropped. This matters for language arts because grammar and usage often fade when students do not practice them outside of isolated units. By returning to prior skills in fresh settings, the book pushes students to retrieve what they learned before and apply it again, which supports longer-term retention. Each week is described as having a grade-level appropriate topic, so that when a skill reappears, it comes with a different context rather than a repeated template. That variation helps students avoid memorizing a single pattern and instead strengthens flexible understanding. For teachers and parents, the spiral approach also allows remediation and reinforcement without stopping the course for a full review unit. The trade-off is that some students, especially those with weaker foundations, may meet advanced or unfamiliar tasks before they feel ready. Multiple reviews note that struggling learners may need additional instruction alongside the daily prompts. Thirdly, grammar and usage practice aimed at high school readiness. Daily Language Practice 9th Grade Plus is commonly used to keep key grammar and usage expectations active throughout the year, ICAT supporting students as they transition into higher-stakes high school writing. In a daily review model, students can repeatedly practice editing-like skills such as recognizing errors, choosing correct forms, and applying conventions in short bursts. That repeated attention to correctness can translate into cleaner drafts and more confident proofreading habits when students write essays, lab reports, or responses to literature. The plus in the title signals a level intended to be appropriately challenging for 9th grade, and reviewers describe it as a solid fit for average 8th and 9th graders, with some noting it can stretch into later grades depending on the student. At the same time, feedback also indicates that the workbook may not be fully self-teaching. Students who have not mastered basic grammar terminology or sentence-level concepts may not be able to complete some items independently and may require mini-lessons, guided practice, or reference materials to make the daily work productive rather than discouraging. Fourthly, vocabulary and reading-oriented prompts for broad language growth. Beyond mechanics, users often value the workbook for its variety and its support for vocabulary and reading-related skills. A daily mix set can encourage students to pay attention to meaning, context clues, and precise word choice while staying engaged with short tasks that feel manageable. Reviewers describe the content as well-rounded and thoughtful, suggesting that the practice is not limited to a single narrow skill, but instead touches multiple dimensions of language competence across the week and across the year. This breadth is especially useful for students who need continual reinforcement to maintain progress in comprehension and academic language, including learners using the book outside the United States or in homeschool settings. The variety also makes the routine less monotonous than repetitive drill sheets, since skills reappear with new topics and contexts. However, the same breadth can create uneven difficulty. Students may encounter prompts that assume background knowledge or familiarity with certain language concepts, which can be motivating for confident learners but frustrating for those who need more scaffolding or explicit instruction before independent practice. Lastly, flexible implementation for classrooms and homeschool with noted constraints. The workbook is positioned as a practical tool that can fit different learning environments. In a classroom, teachers can assign the daily problems as warm-ups, independent practice, or a Monday through Friday packet that students complete over the week. In homeschool settings, the predictable pacing can simplify planning by providing a ready-made year-long sequence of short lessons. The design supports quick progress checks because students produce frequent evidence of understanding, and the spiral pattern helps ensure that earlier skills are not forgotten during later units. Listings also describe the series as helping students retain language and math skills, indicating some cross-skill practice may appear alongside language work. Constraints appear in user feedback. Some teachers report that they cannot use every exercise as is without preparing supplementary instruction, particularly for students who struggle or for groups with very different readiness levels. Others mention that there is not enough space on the page for written responses, making notebooks or additional paper a practical necessity. In conclusion, Daily Language Practice 9th grade, PLU Use It, Don't Lose It, is best suited to students and educators who believe steady, low-pressure repetition is the most reliable way to maintain language skills across an entire school year. It works well for on-level 9th graders, motivated 8th graders seeking extra practice, and homeschoolers who want a structured daily plan without designing assignments from scratch. Teachers can also adapt it for older students who need reinforcement. Although reviews suggest that learners with significant gaps may require mini lessons, reference support, or guided correction to benefit fully from the tasks. The practical payoff is consistency. Students repeatedly encounter grammar and usage expectations, vocabulary and meaning-focused items, and a rotating set of language demands that keep skills active between major writing projects. Compared with many single-topic grammar workbooks, it stands out for its calendar-like pacing and its spiral review design, which aims to prevent the common problem of learning a skill once and then losing it. Its limitations are realistic and manageable limited answer space and occasional difficulty spikes for families and classrooms willing to pair the daily pages with brief teaching moments when needed. It functions as a dependable maintenance program that supports readiness for high school-level reading and writing tasks. If you would like to support Amy Carlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.